Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. Holt can't get it. Throw for a base hit. A two-run score. And it's 10-8, Red Sox. Freddie Galvis grinding it to the right of Holt into right center field. And now the tying run comes to the plate.
All right, last night, that one game, nine-inning game last night, encapsulates the entire season. That gives you your entire season here. So you get off to a grand slam in the first inning, get a four-run lead. Suddenly, your starting pitcher gives up three. Now you're in a one-run game. And that, yet the bats get going again because this team right now is hitting the cover off the ball. They are hitting from top to bottom of the lineup and early in the game, all right, with a lot of power, scoring a lot of runs. They put 10 of them on the board last night. And why is it that against a bad team, you are fighting for your life in a two-run game at the end of the game to the point where you have to put Barnes in the game because Brazier can't at least just – you're in there with a big, huge lead, and he can't hold it.
Well, what would have really symbolized the season if Brandon Workman, who's been very good for you all year long, had his one blow up last night and you lost.
Yeah. Okay, that would have done it.
That would have been like, oh my God, right? I'm with you. You put up, I've always felt, you know, you score, you put up offense, you can hide a lot of deficiencies. And I think this team has.
Especially against
over
bad
the last
teams.
2 or 3 weeks, they've coughed up games, but offensively they've come alive. And against bad teams, especially, you go up 5-0 against the Toronto team, you go up 5-0 against Baltimore, Detroit, some of these teams that suck, right? That aren't very good. It should be over.
Yep.
Should be over unless you give up two right away and make them feel like they're in the game. And then give them up two more right after that to make them really feel like they're in the game, 5-4. And then once you're up 10-4, that thing's got to be over. And then Brazier comes in and can't get anybody out. And it's just, they're in a stretch of 24 games in 24 days. Okay? A game like last night. There is no reason to have to use Matt Barnes and Brandon Workman.
Zero.
And that comes back to bite you in the ass. Maybe not tonight, maybe tomorrow, the next day, whatever. That's overuse. Because you can't hold a 10-4 lead in the eighth inning against the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's awful.
Yeah, and I
okay, Lou, I'll ask you something.
All right.
Tomorrow, Alex Cora. We'll have Alex on the program.
It's been a while,
tomorrow.
Too.
Yeah, and he's throwing the positive
he's
stuff out
there.
And they are scoring an awful lot of runs. But I'm not feeling real optimistic about their chances here. Matter of fact,
the chances for what?
The chances for making the postseason.
So right now, you would say they do not make the postseason. Because you said yesterday, because there's just too many teams. There's, you know, a lot
I think
of things
that
are right.
I think it's going to be very difficult. I'm not seeing strength enough in this bullpen. Now, we'll have to see what happens with Eovaldi. But even Eovaldi, guys, it was 3 weeks ago, wasn't it? More than 3 weeks ago, which they told us, here's the solution, and we've got Eovaldi coming back. He's now just getting ready to do a rehab start, right?
Yeah.
So why is
reliever,
it?
Maybe one or two.
Yeah, so why is it taking him so long? I think he's behind. And they don't want to admit
behind. But, Glenn, they thought it was going to be, 6 to 8 weeks?
Yes. So, but he's still behind.
I mean, it's...
Way
it's,
behind.
Well, we're all over 3 months.
I, Christian, I'm not sure that this is going to be the answer. And they need it to be the answer because it's not like you're sitting there saying,
what,
okay...
Eovaldi?
Yes. If we can hold our ground, if we hold our ground, we're going to be just fine. No, you're playing catch up with four other teams involved.
I know. You say this all the time, but.
And they're not good enough.
When you look at, just take Cleveland, okay? Take Cleveland, because that's one of the teams that you're going to have to win out, right? Oakland's another one. What is the other one?
Texas
is the other one.
And maybe L.A. Angels of Anaheim of California.
Okay, but fine.
The
so
United States
if you just
of
take
America,
Cleveland and you look at their schedule, you can sit there and look at all the times that the Red Sox have to play the Yankees and they have to play Tampa Bay. So, okay, fine. It's going to be challenging. But Cleveland still has to play the Rangers, the Angels. They have to play the Twins. They have to play the Yankees also. their road to that second wild card spot is just as difficult as yours.
But see,
but there are too many teams.
It does not. But no, they're all dealing, in my opinion, with the same set of circumstances. Yes, they are. Shut up with you and explain.
It's the baseball guy. Okay? Listen to the baseball guy.
I don't talk. I only listen to skinny baseball.
The only reason why I say I don't agree with that is because the Red Sox have a ton of games left, as we all know, with their Yankees and Rays. You know, especially in the next 2 weeks, it's 14 straight.
And then in September,
you got some more. So you got the Blue Jays and you got Toronto. You better take care of business against those two teams. You know, out in the West, where you're worried about Oakland and Texas and maybe the Angels, they're three games over 500. You at least have Houston in there as well. So
does Cleveland.
I know, but they get to play Seattle. Okay, because you start to play within your division in September an awful lot. So Oakland will be playing Texas. Houston will be playing Texas and Oakland. So that division is pretty good. Cleveland's the team you should be worried about.
Yep.
Because Cleveland, I know they have to play the Twins, but they also get to play the White Sox,
the
Royals, and the Tigers. That is the worst division. They're going to be playing the worst teams in September if you're neck and neck versus them.
Well, to your point, Lou, and that's one of the things I was looking at, because they do have a challenging schedule. But when you get to the middle of September,
it's over.
They have a three-game series with the Tigers. They have a three-game series, weekend series with the Phillies. Then they go to Chicago to play a three-game series with the White Sox, and then they end the season with on the road against the Nationals. So
I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to win out.
No, but when you look at it, you go, okay, teams that aren't playing for anything, don't really care. Who the hell knows who the Tigers are going to throw out there, who the White Sox are going to throw out there. I agree with you. When you mention you play your division, you end with the Yankees, you end with Tampa Bay, teams that have, well, maybe at that point in time, the Yankees have already solidified it. Maybe they're kind of backing off, taking their foot off the gas a little bit. I just feel like they're so good. This is how talented they are. That they can have a lead like they had yesterday, or put themselves in all these terrible positions, really just boneheaded situations, yet they still find a way to win.
See, you're missing the point. That's not good enough. When you have a big, huge lead and you give it up because your bullpen sucks, that's not a good thing.
No, I'm not missing. Listen, I think this team is flawed. Don't get me wrong.
No, this team can hit.
Team
can hit. They're going to score 10 runs a game. They're going
to
score a lot of runs.
Ability to talent their way out of it.
They don't.
Yes, they
Chris
do.
Chris Sale has not won a game in over a year at Fenway Park.
Again, when
is he at his weakest?
Chris Sale
August
sucks.
And September.
Chris Sale, you're feeling good about Chris Sale in August and September? You're making my point for me. You haven't gotten anything out of Chris Sale. You're still winning. You're still in the hunt.
Christian.
Hold on. Purcello. Who is he? Purcello, does he have the worst ERA in the major leagues almost? I mean, the guy's been terrible.
No.
Okay, Benintendi finally had a good game yesterday.
They're
going to
hit. They're hitting. I'm not worried about the lineup.
My point is that
their pitching's not good enough.
With all their issues, with all their star players not living up to expectations, they're still in the conversation. So, in my opinion,
they're in the conversation with $240 million.
Okay,
they're out of your mind.
That's a different conversation.
What are you talking about? Tampa Bay has them now by three games, and Tampa Bay has a payroll of $55 million.
Okay, forget about salary.
You can't forget about it.
No, they're not good enough. I'm telling you that they can limp their way into this situation. They can limp their way into it. You bring up salary.
They're limping all season long.
The process.
They're limping. Get them a wheelchair. What are you talking about?
Say they do make the playoffs. What do they do? If they make the playoffs, what happens?
You know
if they
what?
Make it?
You know
Hold
what?
On.
I'll
We're
tell you what.
Pointing our fingers.
Here's where I tell you.
Do the same thing you're doing.
I will tell you this. To use Mike Florio's percentage 4%. Basis, okay? I think there's a better percentage of them doing damage if they do make the playoffs than the percentage of them making the playoffs.
Because now
you, thank you very much, Gronk. Because you can jury rig. You can jury rig around. We saw that last year, but they have to get there. They have to get there.
I don't think they're winning the World Series, but I can easily see Cora. Okay, he'll never admit this, but when he goes home at night and he lays his head on his pillow, he says, okay, I just got to get to the finish line. I just need to get a spot in the playoffs.
Can he get to the finish line?
If I can get to that,
I'm not sure
I can navigate this schedule,
they're not good enough
with all the landmines that are all over the place.
Here's what they need, okay? And today, obviously, the news, Ryan Brazier goes down. So they call up Darwinson Hernandez. Now, I called Darwinson Hernandez his last start when he went three innings. I felt like I was watching my son's rec league.
It's Darwin's on Hernandez.
Okay. Seriously. I don't know if you've seen a nine-year-old game.
It's a wide strike zone.
No, a nine-year-old game is this.
Did they
really
put the ball
simple.
On the tee after they missed the strike zone five times?
It's really simple. You either strike out, You either walk or you get hit by a pitch.
Right.
And that's what his start looked like. He struck out seven. He walked five in three innings. I think he drilled a couple kids.
Yeah.
Like so now you're bringing in this kid for what?
He's not ready.
For what?
In a pennant race.
He's walked like eight or nine guys per nine. So you're going to bring him out in the bullpen for what situation? I don't get this one at all. Because I know when the way they work, right, Alex, the way these guys think, it's like, okay, the series we have coming up, maybe there's some lefties on Toronto we like to neutralize, or Baltimore to neutralize that we could use until Eovaldi comes back, and maybe that's the move. So for the next 6 days, let's look at this lineup. What do we need? We could use a lefty. Okay, good. So they're going to bring in this kid. Now, I'm guessing it's low leverage, right, because obviously they're going to use Taylor. For what? Ball one? Ball two? Ball three, ball four. Walk the first two guys he faces and then pull him? He cannot repeat his delivery.
Lou, they've got a bunch of 4A pitchers that they keep on shuttling back and forth from Pawtucket.
And
you know
why?
Because they don't have enough good major league bullpen arms.
To really make me feel like they got a shot is to get Eovaldi back and never have an impact. And you got to get one more big league arm.
Yeah.
Because, honest to God, I was just writing it down. They got eight relievers out there. They have three big league arms. Three. And that's Workman, Barnes, and Hembry.
Oh, boy.
And Hembry I'm being lenient with.
Yeah.
But I think he's still pretty good.
He's been good at home, especially.
Now, with that, the other ones, Josh Taylor, give him a lot of credit. I like him.
Yeah.
Okay? Young lefty, throws hard, so I like him. But he's still green. Colton Brewer, throwing real well lately. But let's not pretend like he's a savior. These two guys are back rotation bullpen guys. But there's 10 guys. Ryan Weber is back up here. I don't want to see him in a game. Marcus Walden could be the next guy out.
Forget it. No.
But who are you going to replace Marcus Walden with? You're going to call up Trevor Kelly again?
No.
Travis Lakins? No. How about Bobby Pointer? How about Mike Schwarber?
No, that's
how about Josh Smith?
That's
10 guys that they have that really aren't big league arms. They should have one of those guys in the back of their rotation. They have five right now. Five members of their bullpen is Darwinson Hernandez, Ryan Weber, Marcus Walden. I don't want to see those three guys in a game. Josh Taylor and Brewer, the other two that I kind of like. But they have five guys that you're not even sure if they're big league players.
And that's my problem, Kirsten, with them right now trying to get it together. If you want to get it together, when you have four or five teams all vying for that top spot, and you've got two of them that are ahead of you by three games in the loss column, you need to go on long winning streaks to be able to catch up to these teams. Because as Lou said yesterday, they're playing each other, and you lose both ways. Whether one team or the other team wins in a head-to-head, it's irrelevant. And I look at this bullpen and I say, how can they do it? They had to score at least 9 runs last night to win that game against this bad team.
It's been that way all year because the bullpen's not good enough. I get it.
And so how are you going to do it against the Yankees and against the Rays? You tell me. Lou said it the other day. They've got to win 5 out of 6 here. Or is it 6 out of 7? Is this 7 with Toronto and Baltimore? Is that what it is? Whatever. They got to lose one game between Toronto and Baltimore.
They gained a game on the Yankees. They're nine games back now.
Yeah, but they lost it to the Rays.
I want the Rays to lose.
I want the Yankees to win.
You wanted the Yankees to win that game last night.
That was bad last night.
This Red Sox team reminds me of a really good football team that has a crappy kicker.
No, it's not a kicker.
Yes,
no.
Your bullpen and your starting pitcher is like quarterback.
San Diego Super Chargers. Good team with a bad quarterback. That's what it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
So they're the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You're telling me that your pitching staff is a kicker?
No, you're your bullpen. Your bullpen.
Bullpen's more important than that.
You get a lead.
You're not giving a bullpen enough credit.
Your defense is playing great. You just want your bullpen to just get your ass out of the situation.
It's closer to a bad kicker, yes.
That's what it is.
It really
is. Thank you, baseball guy. Finally making some sense.
I mean, I still go back to understand it. You know, forget. We all know the blown saves. We all know the numbers. They had them there even on Sunday. Rose, it's 6 games leading after 8.
Yeah.
Going into the 8th at home, blown, lost.
At home.
So we know there's about 2 or 3 others tacked on after 7. We also, to me, we don't factor in the ones like Saturday when Sale leaves that game 4-2. Right? And then the bullpen comes in, makes it 5-2.
After 4-2.
And then next thing you know, it's 11-2.
Right.
So rather than keeping it at 4-2 or 5-2, then maybe you win 8-5. Maybe you win 7-5. So those aren't even factored in this. With all the crap, Sale sucking, Porcello sucking. Sale sucking for him. Porcello sucking. The lineup being inconsistent, runs the scoring position, stupid base running plays. If you had a Yankee bullpen, if you had a shutdown bullpen, put 9 more losses on this record. take nine more wins on this team, nine more losses off. What does that make you?
Yeah, totally different. Though Chapman blew it last night, giving up the three-run homer in the ninth.
He's got a 1.4 ERA.
Christian, you got all of these teams fighting for it, and the problem is the Red Sox aren't good enough. So you've got to have 14 games coming up between the Yankees and Tampa Bay.
Can you win half of those? Can you?
That won't
go 500.
Oh, yes, you can go 500. You can go 500.
Okay, so fine.
500, you lose. You're going to lose ground at 500.
Well, tell me, what is Oakland going to do?
One of those teams will play better
Anaheim's
than 500.
Schedule.
You're making
let's
my
look
point.
At Cleveland. No,
one of those four teams will do better
listen,
than 500,
quick,
and
just,
you will lose ground.
Just to put that in perspective, I said nine. I'll give you eight. Eight games out there, right, that you pulled out, that you've lost somehow because of you lost in this. Eight games. You are 59-35. You are one game behind the New York Yankees.
Yeah, you're in the thing. There's the difference. But that is that going to straighten itself out?
So
I'm not
again,
seeing it. We said a month ago it was.
Evaldi, one more arm, we said it a month ago. We said it two months ago.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. If people are optimistic, big fellow over here thinks they're a shoe-in here.
No,
apparently for that
no,
second wild card. Yeah. 617-779-7937. Right here on OMM.
Christian Fourier. I think he does a great job talking about the Red Sox.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, I don't even think it's sincere. I think they're setting up to make some sort of a trade. I don't know what they have to offer. You know, get Green from Detroit or something like that. I would doubt Evaldi ever ends up being the closer. When they announced that, he was 2 weeks away. They're in this dire straits. They say, okay, Evaldi's the closer now. But he's still 2 weeks from pitching, and he doesn't want that job. He had chances to go to other teams in that role the offseason. He didn't want to do that. He wants to be a starter. He's had two Tommy Johns, like you say. I don't see him as a good fit for this role. I'll be surprised if it happens. If it does happen, I don't think it'll work.
All right, interesting theory by Dan Shaughnessy, and he tweeted this out yesterday. Sox think we're stupid July 2nd. They announce Evaldi is the closer. 2 weeks later, we have not seen Evaldi, and we're told he'll begin a rehab assignment Wednesday or Thursday. Wow. Who announces that help is coming 3 weeks from now? What a joke.
Who knows? I wasn't there.
But why would they trade him away? Have they rethought the Porcello thing, and they're thinking of keeping Porcello right now because of the durability factor, and saying we made a mistake with Evaldi? Maybe he can't do this. Maybe physically, this we can't give him $17 million a year if he's going to be down half the season.
The same team that says that Pablo Sandoval has 13% body fat. It's the same group. And oh, by the way, just to kind of bring this up, just in case
you
were wondering,
right? You
what
award.
Happened with? Can you believe this? I almost threw up when I saw this.
Not many of us probably have 17% body fat.
This is from the San Francisco Giants Twitter page at SF Giants. Congrats to Pablo Sandoval. Our 2019 Heart and Hustle Award winner.
Do they love that guy?
This award honors. I mean, really? This got to be a fake account, but it's got a blue check mark. This award honors active players who demonstrate a passion. Okay, first of all, two words you don't think would go together: Pablo Sandoval and passion. Passion for eating, maybe, for the game of baseball, and best embody the values, spirit, and traditions of the game.
So that's a joke, right? That's
no, real. This is a real
award. Are we sure that's real?
That he got. They had this little
fake
emojis
account?
With
is
a panda,
is
a
there
heart.
Blue check mark?
This is the funny part. So they end it with the Hustle Award winner, exclamation point, with an emoji of a panda face, a heart, and a guy running.
Yeah, well, it's really
like, when's the last time he's ever...
And a panda.
When did we ever see that?
What version of Panda Pablo Sandoval did the Red Sox get, by the way?
The one where his belt exploded.
Diva Legacy. The one who was tweeting and Instagramming people while he was playing a game.
Martin Hustle.
Trying to hook up with Instagram models
hustling for
during
some
the game in Atlanta.
So, Lou, if I gave you a list of 30 people, and I said one of these 30 people just want the Heart and Hustle Award, would he be 28, 29, or 30, right?
No. Yeah, he absolutely would.
You would not select
him. He used to work, but I remember watching him take ground balls for like 15 minutes, and he looked like he was about to die.
Yeah. What's his name? The panda guy. Just sweaty mess.
I don't understand how he ended up
because he came here, he got his money, and he got fat and out of shape, and then maybe he had a little bit of pride when he was out in San Fran. Maybe dropped a couple pounds. I don't know. He's somewhat serviceable for them. People talking about maybe he's going to get traded. I don't know.
Yeah, he must be a legacy with the Giants. That's got to be what it is. There's a comfort level with him there.
You've seen it, though. I mean, this is like the nightmare of a guy signing a big contract and just quitting.
Like, he's the poster child for that.
Quitting. Like, just quit on himself, quit on the team that paid him, collect a paycheck, was just ate himself out of the game. And then when he got cut, it was like, okay, do I want to play this game or not? And he went back to his comfort zone, and he's somewhat serviceable.
So when Dan Shaughnessy tweets out, talking about Eovaldi and like who announces the guy's gonna be a closer. Speaking of Eovaldi, and 2 weeks later, you haven't seen Eovaldi, and then they tell you he's gonna begin a rehab assignment Wednesday or Thursday. Who announces that that help is coming 3 weeks from now?
Yeah, it's
the same. It's the same group that does the whole Pablo Sandoval 17% body.
Yeah, but in all fairness, I don't think they're lying there. I think he has had physical setbacks. I don't think he's ready. And as Lou said, this was supposed to be 6 to 8 weeks, and it might end up being 6 to 8 months by the time we're done.
And remember, this was a Tom Caron report.
Yes,
and the report wasn't that Eovaldi's your closer tomorrow. It was when he comes back, he will be your closer. So, a couple weeks left before that was about 2 weeks ago. So he'll probably be ready, I would think, come on back here and save a game against Tampa and New York for the next 14 days.
So where do you think he's coming up with the idea that they're doing this to trade him away?
No, I think it's another trade.
Right, but he thinks Eovaldi is the guy that's getting traded, right?
I didn't take that from that side.
Oh, okay.
I thought there's got to be another trade. That's how I took it.
Well,
Eovaldi's not your closer.
Hold on. They need another
high-leverage guy, but that's it.
But he said Eovaldi will never be that closer. So the other guy that comes in is going to be the closer, but Eovaldi still has to go to the bullpen, right?
I would think so. Well, we had Alex on the actually, I think Wiggy and I had it. You guys were both off a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I had asked him that, because I do think it had a lot to do with the timing of this whole thing. And I asked him the difference between, if he comes back as a reliever as opposed to a starter, how much time do you save? And Eovaldi said this the other day, about a month or 3 weeks. Because you think about it, he's going to start, he threw the live bullpen the other day. He probably would have needed one more of the live BP sessions to go, say, two or three innings. Then he goes on a rehab start and he throws 3 innings, maybe two.
Right.
4 days later, he gives you a second rehab start. 5 days later, he now gets up to maybe 4 or 5 innings. 5 days after that, maybe he goes 6 or 7. But he's been off since April, so maybe he needs one more. You start adding up 5 days, and we're talking about 3 weeks to a month if you want him as a starter.
So we're thinking the middle of August.
If you want him as a starter, yeah, he'd probably be ready in the middle of August. So instead, you're going to get him July 20th or whatever the hell it's going to be. Because they can't stand, just like I can't stand, looking at Ryan Weber, Travis Lakins, Bobby Pointer, Trevor Kelly, Ryan Brazier, Josh Smith, Mike Schworn anymore.
Why couldn't he be a 7-8-9 guy?
He could be eventually.
Where he takes over in the seventh, and he takes over the seventh and the eighth, and then he closes. He comes back out for that ninth inning. If he's he did in the World Series, then this is the guy that you could sit there and you could change things up and go, when Eovaldi is pitching, I don't need a closer.
No, I agree.
I'm going to throw him out there.
That won't be his first couple outings.
No, I know. But when I think big pictures, I was thinking about this today. Like, how could they manipulate this whole roster, to make it work for them? So they get rid of those 7 and 8, 9 guys, like the Brazier innings where they just screw it up. Instead, you get a guy who's not only a middle relief guy, but he also has the ability, the mental capacity to work as a closer.
Yeah, but he can't do that two out of 3 days. No, he can't come out there and do that.
No, I'm going to say, in those situations, those important high circumstances, high leverage situations, this is the guy you use.
Well, high leverage would be the eighth inning if you've got one out or two outs and you need to use him in the eighth and follow him in the ninth.
I'd be curious to see how they're going to use him.
Right.
You know, because you want to get him out there in a game. Is his first appearance as a save?
No.
I don't know about that.
I know,
when he comes in for an inning, I know he's not going to pitch the next day. Right. At least for the first two or three appearances.
And they need it, right? And guys, they're going through this 14-game stretch with the Yankees and the Reds. This is where you need him.
As far as guys who are important to this team, give me your top three. If they turn this around, who are your three most important people?
Sale, Eovaldi.
Yeah, Eovaldi was on my list.
Well, I'll go Sale.
And
I would
Mookie Betts. Betts has got to get hot in the second half.
So all pitchers.
I would throw Betts
Mookie.
In there. Yeah.
You only have three.
I can't name one
I just
reliever.
Gave you three.
I can't name one.
No, I said give me three.
Oh, I'm just saying. Okay, Eovaldi, Barnes. I'm just saying like
because I would say
they all Eovaldi, need to be good.
Well, Sale's got to pitch in the second half. If Sale doesn't pitch, if Sale is the way he's been in the last couple of years in August and September, you're not going to make the postseason.
No, he's going to flip it. He's going to flip.
You're not going to make the postseason.
I'll say this. Okay, then I'll tell you right now. Eovaldi becomes one of them.
Yeah. So I think
absolutely.
Matt Barnes becomes another. Because, you know, he needs to get back to doing what Walt Workman still does.
You're not including Sale as one of the three?
No, and Sale.
Okay.
Pitching.
Right.
And I would throw Porcello and Mookie. Because we can rip on the bullpen all we want. This rotation's not very good. I mean, you just see what Porcello gave you last night? That was masked because they put up 10 innings, 10 runs.
They fixed it.
You see what Price did the other day? He was okay. But, I mean, you went five. How about Sale? So, I mean, they haven't. Porcello's got a 5.37 ERA.
They fixed it in the third inning last night with Porcello.
But we keep talking about the deadline if they fall out of this. Porcello's a trade candidate. Would you want him?
Yeah. I think Porcello has been hurt.
Oh, yeah. Porcello's going to put us over the top. He comes from Boston with his 5.37. Like, who the hell wants him?
Yeah, but if they don't have Sale, you tell me the last time a team has got into the postseason where their ace pitcher has been a disaster. Okay, it just doesn't happen, guys. The ace has got to be really good. And so far, he, with the exception of that stretch there for a while of about 3 or 4 weeks, he's been real bad. 617-779-7937. We'll take these phone calls coming up on the Red Sox next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
How much sooner, in your eyes, do you get him back into the big leagues as a reliever as opposed to a starter? Because I know you guys talked about that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think it's probably a month. Probably all depends. You never know how these rehab assignments go.
So just to clear that up, If you ramped him up to be a starter, got him up to a certain pitch count, it might have been 3 or 4 weeks longer than you will now by putting him in the bullpen.
Yeah, it takes a while. I mean, he's been down for a while.
Like that was Alex Cora on with Lou Sutherland, and that makes sense.
That is the number one factor in why he's in the bullpen, in my opinion. Everyone's just speculating on why they're doing this. That's why they're doing it.
Because they need him, and they can get him a lot quicker.
I mean, would you rather have Nathan Eovaldi in your bullpen throwing an inning, or hopefully ramping him up to two, maybe three, over the course of the next month? Or would you rather have him pitching in Pawtucket?
No, and I think you would get him as a starter a month later. That's what it sounds like. No, you don't have a month.
No.
I'm trying to argue with the big fellow over here. You don't have a month. You got to get your I almost said something bad. You have got to get your crap together here.
But I tell you what, if he throws that,
slipping lately.
Every time you walk off.
I guess it's the pressure around this place.
If he does throw rehab maybe Wednesday or Thursday,
yeah,
I'd bring him back over the weekend if it goes well. Because I would like to give him an inning against the Orioles. You got to bring him back?
I don't want to start him with the Yankees.
Against Tampa in New York? Is that ideal?
No, I'm not sure that's ideal. No. But they need him right away. They need him for that 14-game series. So you're right. I'd rather use him in Baltimore if I can. Give him an opportunity to get his feet wet, and then you're going to need him in New York, in Tampa. Here's Stephanie in Waltham, next up here on OMF.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Stephanie.
How come nobody is mentioning the pitching coach, Dana Lavangi? I mean, all these guys doing badly are underachieving.
So how did he do last year, Stephanie? How did Dana do last year?
Yeah, I know, but how did Chris Sale, how did everyone do last year?
Yeah, but why would you blame it on the pitching coach? So the pitching coach suddenly changed something up, or he lost his touch, or I don't get that.
But a whole bunch of guys aren't doing well. I mean, I don't know.
So Stephanie,
and you know, I mean, listen, I think it's fair. Obviously, Dana, I'm sure, is putting heat on himself. I know the guy. I know how he works. I know how those guys feel about him. We're talking about Chris Sale and Rick Porcello. Evaldi got hurt. I don't know if you blame the pitching coach for that. I don't know if you blame the pitching coach for those 10 4A, AAA guys I mentioned that have been in and out of this bullpen.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you're trying to make chicken salad out of, you know.
You're trying to teach kids how to pitch at this level. And a lot of these kids, I mean, Donaldson and Hernandez, they're calling up. I don't know if his ERA is under 5 in the minors.
No, it's bad. It's really bad. And you're right. The walk ratio was huge in the minor leagues. And now you're asking him to do it in the big leagues where he may be a little bit more timid about working the ball in the strike zone against major league hitters. They're dealing with 4A guys. That's what they're dealing with. I just looked up the odds of the Red Sox making the postseason.
27%.
22%.
Oh, we should have bet on this.
22% making the postseason. So the Yankees are 97%. Tampa Bay is 86% taking that first wild card position. Minnesota's 99%, 98.6. Cleveland Indians are 28.4%.
Okay, there's your competition right there.
Oakland Athletics are 58%.
58%?
58%.
All right, well, then you're saying that's...
Right. And Texas is below Boston at 8.2.
Well, they have Oakland better, at what?
58%. Look at the schedule.
That seems real high.
So they're looking at their schedule here. That's what they're doing. They're looking at who they have to face the rest of the way, and they're taking into consideration what we were talking about, head-to-head within your own division, and it's going to be easier for them within their own division.
Yeah, see, I don't know what their schedule looks like. I'm just, you know... They still got L.A., Texas, Houston.
Yeah,
LA,
the
New
Angels.
York,
Angels are 6.1%. Texas is 8.2%.
I mean, they got a crap load of games against Minnesota, a couple series. Houston, a lot. Texas, a lot. This is why I'm more concerned with Cleveland.
Didn't Texas just take 2 out of 4? Didn't they split a series with Houston this week? Yeah.
So what I'm just saying, I'm more concerned with Houston because I look at the West and say, other than Seattle. And, you're not going to go in and sweep Seattle. Maybe they could take a game in a series. But other than Seattle, you are going and playing Texas and Houston and Oakland and L.A. The East, hell, you got New York and Boston. I mean, New York and Tampa, a crap load. In the Central, Cleveland's sitting there and they're like, well, all right, I get to go play Detroit, Kansas City. I get to play the White Sox.
So isn't this interesting? The Red Sox are projected to win 88 games this year. That's what they've got them projected. They've got Oakland winning 90, Texas Rangers winning 84. So they've got...
Who's Cleveland?
I didn't even look at Cleveland. I apologize. Cleveland has a 28.4% chance of winning, of getting into the postseason.
So
and they've
Boston
got
has
them
the second
with
worst.
88 wins as
so,
well.
So the Red Sox have the second worst, and it would probably be less about their roster, and it would be more about their schedule.
Yes. The way it goes, yeah. Matter of fact, they've gone down.
Because Cleveland's schedule, to me, is pretty similar.
Christian, in the last 30 days, because they do this every single day, in the last 30 days, their chances of making the postseason have gone down 18.7%.
Yeah.
They've gone
I
down.
I believe it.
Yeah. So that's why I'm telling you, I really believe the next 3 weeks, right up until I think it's August 4th or August 5th, there's a makeup game in there with the Yankees. So you got a total of 14. Eight against the Yankees, six against the Rays. I really believe that's going to tell the story. Those are teams. The Yankees is a team that they really struggle against so far this season. They can't go 7-7. It cannot go 7-7. Well,
that's the thing that concerns me. I
can't.
I just think of eight games against the Yankees. You tell me what would you try to visualize them winning five
against the Yankees?
Yeah, can you?
Go back to the last series.
Maybe
I mean, they
six.
Were.
I mean, what are they 1-5 against them this year?
Yeah,
I don't even remember how they beat them. Like I'm just, and I think a lot of that is kind of what you just last saw. I just saw that team out in London, and you're like, good God, I was stressed out watching pitchers try to get through that lineup. You know, it's how much power it has. And I'm thinking, God, how do they get through? Like, Tampa Bay, they got six against Tampa. I could see them going 4-2 against Tampa. But how do they win four or five games?
Here's how they do it. Chris Sale gives
10-8?
Chris Sale gives you seven strong innings. Rick Porcello gives you seven strong innings. And then you get to
Seen that?
Okay.
Yet?
Yeah. No. So then you get.
Well, that's
no.
what I'm saying. Right. So what you do yet, is. So that's why I can't visualize.
Yeah, but
it.
What it does is it gets you to Workman, to Barnes, and hopefully Evaldi. That's what you, and he pitches well. That's how you win five of those eight games. If your starters don't go deep into the game, you tell me what happens.
Well, I'm just saying,
if
you I get feel four, like we've seen that before, right? Wasn't that the game when they're up 4-1 and
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
The grand slam to Gardner, Yankee Stadium, and you're like, okay, this is how it works, right? You get a good starting pitch and your bullpen comes up. You know, Workman's not going to finish the year with a .5.
Yeah.
He's going to
that's what worries me about the Yankees. I'm not worried about catching the Yankees. You have zero, I won't say zero, you have very little chance of catching the Yankees to win the division. The problem is the Yankees are so freaking good, and they seem to dominate you to the point where they're just going to push you down into the standings. Yeah, going to put you deeper into the hole.
I could see, like, I would sit there and say 8-6, I'd be happy with, because I can envision 4-2 against Tampa and 4-4 against the Yankees.
Yeah, but look
I'd be happy with that.
But look at the standings. 8-6
well,
is not going to do you a lot of good.
No, because someone's going to end up going, you know, whatever, 9-3 in
exactly.
that stretch, and you're going to end up being five games up.
Right. Yes.
So if you're telling me they have, and we mentioned this yesterday, I heard Dale and Keith actually talking about it today. So if you're telling me they got a 23% chance of making the second wild card, getting that second wild card spot.
22.6%.
You got 20, and Oakland's got over 50.
That's crazy.
Okay, 57.5.
So at that point in time, you sit there and go, okay, so what's it all worth this year? What are we doing?
What do you mean it's all worth?
Well, okay, let's start selling pieces.
No.
Let's start selling pieces. Let's start moving bodies. Let's start getting ready for next year. Because if you're
can't
telling me
that,
they're not going to make the playoffs, if,
can't do
if
that
you
in this
don't
town.
Think you can make the playoffs, we talked about it yesterday. What do you mean? Can't do it in this town.
No, you can't.
You can't just. You're telling me throw. I do, but I'm just throwing this out there to you. Is there a point in the season where they throw in the towel?
Yes.
And say, forget it.
No, throw the towel. You don't throw the towel. Here's what you do. And I heard I heard Wiggy talking about that. I think you can do both. You can be a buyer and you can be a seller. No, you can't. You can't do both. You got to make a decision on what you're going to be. So we brought it up yesterday. If you are five games out when you get to the trading deadline, and that will be in that last series before you close out with New York and Tampa Bay. You make a decision and you say to yourself, you know what? Let's unload Porcello now. All right? We still can, you know, make a run. We'll make it look good. But you deal with Porcello. You deal with Pierce. You deal with Brock Holt. You deal with guys that are at the end, and the other team is renting a player. And then you use that to maybe see if you can get some prospects and funnel it to your minor league system. But you're not going to make bets. You're not going to go do big, gigantic deals. You're not going to do that. But you're probably going to clean out some of that stuff because you're going to, at the end of the season, you don't win, you don't get into the postseason, you lose those guys for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, in the offseason. But again, I go back to one guy everybody keeps talking about if they fall out of it is Porcello. What are you going to, who wants Porcello?
Right I think now? There might be, well, he's got to pitch better than
he's
pitching right now.
He's for a team that's going to hope he can turn it around, which he can, right? Which he can, I think. But, you know, a team's going to sit there, and even if the team likes him and believes he can help them in the second half, they're going to sit there and say, Dave, he's got a 5.37. You know what? I'm going to play to be named later.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just taking your crap right now. You know what I mean? Like, and almost, you know, even though they think he's good, but there's no leverage in trading Rick Porcello. I mean, you're going to get some kid who's never going to get out of A-ball.
Yeah.
Double A.
You're not getting much. You're only getting something that, as I said, you can stock the minor league system, which is something Nebraska's got to do.
That turns into, why are we doing it then?
Yeah.
Why are we doing it then? You know what I mean? Because there's still, whatever, 50 games left. Why are we doing it? If I'm all going to do is get some kid who's never going to get out of Double A, why am I moving on? So, I don't know. 8-6, like I said, in that stretch. And 8-6 can be okay if you can win 5 of the next 6 games. That's all. And then you can kind of see where you are. See where you are.
Well, that's why, and you made fun of it last year because people were making a big deal about, they're beating, you know, the tomato cans and, you know, what difference is it? You've got to beat the tomato cans. And actually, their record, they showed it in TV last night, their record against the tomato cans is pretty good. Their record above 500, teams 500 and above.
404
winning percentage. 404 winning percentage.
But even the tomato cans are not beating them at the same rate.
Not as much as last year. No. So you've got to beat the tomato cans in these next two series. Toronto, you got to take care of business here, and in Baltimore,
they missed the Stroh show.
They did,
which is nice.
Right. You got helps. Who got him?
Yankees.
Yankees.
They got some kid tonight. Whatever. Then they got Sanchez, who's bad, and then bad this year. Good stuff, but I don't know what the hell he's doing. And then Thursday, I don't even know if they've announced it yet. So you got to listen. If you could take 4 out of these guys. Which you really should, but I just think it's hard to do. And then sweep Baltimore, but I mean 5-1 the rest of the way going into that stretch. That's what you need to do.
And if you end
maybe
up,
maybe you can gain a game or two right there.
And if you end up going 7-7, and normally Christian, I would say 7-7 against two teams that are above you in the standings is a good run. The problem is in the situation they're in right now, it's bad.
I'll tell you this much: if they become sellers, there's only one reason why. And to me, there's only one person to blame, and it's because that man actually believed this back in spring training, Dave Dombrowski.
I think one thing with our bullpen, there's a lot of talent out there. Barnes is talented. Brazier is talented. Thornburg, who we were just talking about, people haven't seen the Tyler Thornburg that was so good in Milwaukee. Stephen Wright is now, looks
he
like he'll be
gone
ready.
Too.
We still have to see it happen because
so
Stephen's had a lot of ups and downs. Heath Embry, still, when you look at his numbers, a very talented individual out there. His strikeouts, innings pitch, he's got good stuff. We have some youngsters that we like. We like the Colton Brewer that we just picked up.
Out of all those names, playing?
That was spring training. February.
Yes. When he talked about in the offseason, too, about closing situations, closers, we have plenty of we have a couple options. Barnes. He didn't even mention Workman.
No,
Barnes, Frazier,
Thornburg, who we were just talking about. Right. People haven't seen the Tyler Thornburg that was so good.
Yeah, that's the other guy.
Workman's been a surprise, okay, because he's been up and down. He's been up and down.
The best guy you got, he's a surprise.
No. He's a surprise. They didn't expect it.
No.
They never expected it.
No, they probably thought those 4 guys he just mentioned.
He was a middle relief guy on their depth chart, all right? And so he's pitched much better than anybody thought. It really is all on Dombrowski, and I would put a little asterisk next to that, unless he was told by the ownership, this is it. We're not going to spend the money.
Said, David Dombrowski.
If ownership said, you spend $17 million, either get 2 relievers or Eovaldi, who do you want? And he says Eovaldi, then it's on him.
Yeah.
Because that was just dumb.
Right. You could go and get 2 relief pitchers, $8 million each. Bonavino was out there, you got 9, right? Okay. So you could get 2 guys to do that, or you could get Nate Eovaldi. And I think what happened is they emotionally, sentimentally.
How many games would they have won if they had Ottavino and another high quality leverage guy for say $8 million?
How many blown saves did you say they had?
All right. To be able to ease the workload of Matt Barnes and have Workman throwing the ball the way he is. 4 quality arms. How many more games do you think they'd win? I don't know, 7 or 8?
Yeah, take 70% of the 75% of the blown saves and say they wouldn't have been blown.
So they're game behind or 2 guys behind
the
Yankees.
That would be the difference. And they blew it, but they got sentimental. They got emotional. They brought Pierce back. They bought Eovaldi back because they were still excited about what they did in the postseason. And looks like they're paying the price. All right, we'll get back to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.